Here's a place where all of us can be safe. Our stories of transformation can be safe, and all the things we want to research are safe here. This is Safe Space with Cheyenne. I'm really excited you're here, and I hope you stick around for a while, because I've got a lot to show you before I leave Earth. I love you guys.
Welcome, all my Safe Space friends. Thanks for checking out my YouTube channel. Today I brought Nina's Apothecary, well, Nina from Nina's Apothecary.
Nice to meet you.
To my house to not only show you guys some of her products, but to get the full scoop on how these products even came to life. So, welcome, Nina.
Thank you.
You're going to walk us through your journey with Western medicine. No offense, Western medicine. But I really love your story because it's a lot about like taking your power back again and understanding mm-hmm. that all the things that can heal our body really do come from Mother Earth. And I don't want to like say that for everything because there's mm-hmm. a lot of shit out there that, you know, like I was telling you earlier, I think there's a great blend of both medicines that should really come together yeah. and help people. But your story stuck out to me, one, because I believe in anybody that's willing to be the guinea pig of their own product.
Yeah.
And you brought some today that I want to show off, but just starting out, I just want to like introduce you and get a feel for like your story, your upbringing, you know, introduce you to everybody. So
exciting. Well, sorry, I just hit my face.
Do your thing, girl.
It's Nina's Apothecary. It's Nina instead of the I, it's with a 9. My name is Nina 9, but I just go by Nina. Thanks, Dad. But, it would have been Mossberg, unfortunately. So, you know, my mom was like, we have to just do with Nina 9. Anyways, so a part of what had happened was I was 16. I was in Spanish class. I'm over here not paying attention, scratching my head, trying to make time pass by. And I feel like the softest spot. And I'm like, what is this, you know? And at the time, I asked my friend, I'm like, can you look at my head? And because, like, I don't know what's going on. And she's like, there's a bald spot on your head. And immediately, like, who even thinks about having a bald spot on their head when they're, like, 16, almost 17 years old? So that's a problem. So I immediately, you know, I told my mom, like, hey, like, there's something going on. I need to get this checked out. We go to a dermatologist because dermatologists, apparently, you know, they do with the skin. I only knew of the dermatologist because I had acne. So, you know, like...
Yeah, you don't really think about, like, balding and stuff. I immediately think of Bosley, but that's just because of their
so many commercials, right? Yes. I used to see those all the time as a kid, too. But, yeah, we went in there, and they were like, you know, this is alopecia. This is what happens. It could get worse. We can do medicine. We can do topicals. You know, so they started me off on, like, at least 2 different topicals and no growth. So... they said, well, we can do some steroid treatments. It's cranial steroid shots. And if anybody that is going through this, if you haven't already gotten them, I'm sure you're getting them or you have gotten them, but they're terrible. They're like literally they're getting a shot and they're putting it in your head wherever your bald patch is at.
Yeah, as soon as you said cranial anything and I pictured a needle, I was out.
Yeah, no, believe me, like just trying to sit there and like do it. It's almost like if you got an epidural, trying to like sit there.
Just thinking, I was like, I remember sitting through my epidural and still being like, no matter how much it hurts,
you
do
can't
not move,
right?
Do not move.
And like trying to like just, you gotta like just take that deep breath in, I mm-hmm. guess, you know? But yeah, so after going for almost like a year at most, you know, they didn't see any growth, didn't see any improvement. At this point, you know, it's getting drastic. Like, we're talking about like most of my head is probably like, you know, bald at this time. Like there's some strands. I'm looking like the guy from Scary Movie with the glasses that has like the little comb over. It's bad. And they're telling me like, you know, alopecia, like this is what happens. Your hair is going to just continue to fall out. It might grow back white, which is really weird. Never heard of that happening.
Like little baby virgin hairs?
Like white hair. Like Winter or Storm from X-Men type, you know? Like,
you would think that'd be cool, but it's not going to grow in as thick as her, right? Nor do you get her powers.
Like,
so.
At this point, I'm just trying to have my hair get back. I don't care mm-hmm. if it's white or not. You know, like I could maybe dye it if it comes back
so
white.
So it started at 16. You continued this treatment.
They said, best of luck. You know, here's your packet of your paperwork. You know, they even give me a number to a wig lady here in town. And also, if you have alopecia, that's not covered under insurance. So all of paying for wigs is out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to my mom. Like, I really do appreciate her because sometimes I was super rough with wigs, breaking them, like, while brushing them. So, like, if you were wear a wig, I salute you because that was definitely, it's some work. Mm-hmm. Like, I even gotten a lace front installed because you wanna feel confident. Like, and not having any hair is definitely not the way to go.
Especially at that young age. Yeah. Were people mean to you in school?
There was really some really, really bitches that, like, would try to, like, just get to me, like, oh, that's where your hair's falling out. And, like, I'd be sitting there in class and, like, just going like this, and, like, shreds of hair would be beside me, like, in a pile.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's embarrassing. And, like, teachers are asking me, like, did you pull your own hair out? You know, like, what's going on? And it's just, like, I don't even know what's going on to myself at this point, you know? And so, thankfully, you know, I was already around, like, natural herbs and medicine. My father's mom was, you know, the one who taught us, you know, herbs are where it's at. You know, your mm-hmm. vitamins are what's going to help you. Your dandelion. Like, she told us one time to go eat a dandelion outside. Like, we're like, Grandma, no, we're not going to eat it. She's like, I'm telling you, it's going to make you feel better. And I'm just like,
I mean, I guess as long as there's nothing sprayed on it. Right, yeah. Like, right. The power of dandelion, which, I mean, let's just talk about this really quick, right? Because she's absolutely right. But, yeah. Like, dandelions are, like, natural heart medicine.
It's like heart medicine. It's like
a great tea.
Immune detoxifier. Yep. Helps you fight. Like, it's great.
Well,
it's
even
like
the root too.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. The whole thing. And she didn't really spray anything on her yard. It was more or less to kill, like, poison ivy.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, like, on the hedgerow area. But
I'm sure she still had a natural remedy for it. It's not like she was going around buying Roundup.
I don't know. Whatever she had, she was killing stuff, I'm telling you. Like, I sprinkled a little bit of this powder she gave me to kill some spiders, and the spider came out crawling and dying. Like,
yeah, just before it even hit it.
I don't know. So I definitely miss her concoctions. But yeah, she was the one who, like, you know, got me on, like, the natural remedies and just believing, like, herbs are gonna help you out. Like, she had so many vitamin books, which my aunt, I know you're gonna listen to this, you should give me a book. But she has, like, all her books, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, that's good.
And, yeah, I would always just, like, watch her, like, if she had something to, like, look up, she would look it up in the book, you know? And just looking at her doing it then, I was like, yo, this woman's crazy, you know? Like, she has all these books, all this whole train thing of medicine, you know? Like, it was a mess. I love that she said,
you better listen to me because I'm not always going to be around.
She did.
You better act right.
And if you didn't listen, she'd hit you. So, like, you got to make sure.
Old school.
I'm telling you, she had a fishing pole that she was known for hitting people with, and it was terrible.
Well.
I miss her, though.
We had a paddle at our house, I'm pretty sure. It was, like, an antique one. My grandma actually broke it over my brother when we were kids. It was super thin. And then, I lived in two homes. I lived in my mom and my dad's. Mm-hmm. And my dad was not big into spanking or any of that. He was mm-hmm. like, you better listen to me. So he took us out to our woodshed, and he let us make our own paddle and drill the holes in it. And I was like, why are we drilling holes into a paddle? And he's like, it helps the wind go through faster. He's like, it'll hurt more. Oh. He's like, and I better never have to use this paddle. And we literally, like, took a whole day in the wood shop. We decorated it, like, signed our names, all that stuff. And that paddle hung up in the wood shop literally until the day that we moved out of it. It was one of the last things we moved. And he's like, I never had to use that. And yeah. He's like, and that was the whole point of having you make it. You know, I know, like, way back in the day, kids would, like, go grab the stick. Well, yeah, go grab the stick off the tree. You know, it better be a big one. Like, Little House on the Prairie type shit. But that was his point. He's like, I never want to use this on you. He's like, but you really must need some discipline if I have to paddle you.
Right.
So I didn't have to grow up like that. But, I mean, yeah, we had those moments. It was the 90s.
We had to do yard work.
We were rebellious.
Yeah.
We had the old push mower with the blades.
Oh.
And we had a patch of grass that would grow up like this tall on purpose. And then, yeah, if we didn't mind our manners, you'd be like,
go get the grass.
And you didn't know how long you were going to be out there. It wasn't like, go for 30 minutes. Like, and it wasn't all the time. I just remember, like, a couple times. But I think that's all it needed because yeah. You're like, this is absolutely impossible. Like, I'm a little kid, and all I did was probably, like, back talk. If we cussed, I remember they tried soap one time, and that,
nasty.
Like, never. never worked, you know. But again, like, they're pulling stuff from, like, their upbringing and, yeah, like, their generation. They're like, well, all I know is if you, you know, if you say something bad, you got soap in your mouth when I was a kid, so, like, that's what I'm going to do to you. And, mm-hmm, again, like, I think they tried it one time, and they're like, I don't want to be this type of parent. Mm-hmm. So then they moved on from those punishments. But, yeah, like, spanking wasn't a big thing and all that other stuff. But I really do like, the discipline and the sternness from those, yeah, generations. I know it, like you, it molded you in a way. But there are things that I'm like, I'm not going to pass that on to my,
right,
kid. Like,
definitely.
That generational part just stops here with me.
I'm telling you. But no, like, to what you're saying, like, you know, it definitely did. Like, I'm not going to do everything she did to us kids with my kid. I love her to death, but sometimes, you know, she was crazy. But she was always the one, you know, like, that got it in my head. Like, there's natural ways to... Mm-hmm. To fix yourself.
Did you kind of hear, like, voice coming back to you through it too, when you're just like,
yeah, the whole time I'm like, this isn't helping me. Like, helping, I know there's something, right, natural. Yeah. So I started researching and looking up different options of, you know, the vegetables. Like, you know, like, I knew there was something in vegetables that could help, because purple onion, for example, purple onions, not only will they help you with coughs, but purple onions will also help you grow your hair back too. And that's,
I've seen, yeah, cough stuff made. I can't remember the rest of the ingredients, but, like, you cut those up with a few other ingredients, like, put it in a mason jar, shake it a couple times a, yeah, day, and, like, really get it in there, and you kind of just leave it in the back of your fridge however long.
You can make, like, an elixir out of it.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, when you get sick, just take a couple drops of these. And I'm, ugh, like, why don't I have this in my house?
I wouldn't store it super long. I mean, unless it's, like, mixed with, like, elderberry and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, I mean, to make, like, a fresh batch and add a little bit of onion juice to your orange juice or something like that, that, mm-hmm, could help. But, no, I would actually add it into my hair food and make, like, a big combunction and, you know, and start with that, because I was like, I got to start somewhere. And I read an article that said that they tried using onions on bald mice to see if it would help them grow hair, and, mm-hmm, it did. So I was like, I'm trying it.
I wonder what's in the onions that does it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Now you're going to put me on a Google train later, because I'm always interested, right? Like, I'm a big believer in, like, all the fruit and veggie, all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. But my favorite part about going through all of it is, like, what are beets going to do for my liver? And what is... Like, I feel like every fruit and vegetable is connected to a part of your body to, for, like, sure, nurture it and grow it. So, like, that's how I really got into studying nutrition and wanting, mm-hmm, to eat better. Because obviously, like, I love bad food.
Everybody does,
right? But I also
love a good Five Guys hamburger.
Oh, gosh.
Amazing.
Yummy, yes. But I'm like, I want to live long. I want to be healthy. I want to, mm-hmm, be able to, like, run and be with my kid. I've been doing yoga since, like, 2013, and I've noticed, like, the cleaner my diet is, like, the better my practice is, the better my focus is, too. Mm-hmm. And again, like, I had eczema when I was younger, and I was in and out of dermatology, doctors, topical creams, mm-hmm, pills, everything you could imagine. And, like, in around the time I got pregnant, I was like, okay, I haven't had a reaction in a while. This is nice. Like, let's just keep going on this train. And then when my daughter was born, we thought it was, like, baby acne, and she kept getting a little older. And they said, no, that's actually a precursor to eczema. And I was like, damn, my DNA. And I would just be like, I'm so sorry. I was like, but because I went through this whole Western medicine journey without even considering holistic medicine for so long, mm-hmm, I was like, now I have the knowledge, and I'm not going to make her one of those kids that has to, like, take her own food everywhere and be like, well, my eczema will come back. Like, mm-hmm, I really do want her to be a hybrid of the world where she's able to enjoy everything and make her own choices. Mm-hmm. But introducing, like, juicing to her at a super young age was very important, because all the kids' stuff was making her face react, mm-hmm, in, like, a horrible diaper rash. Yeah. So then I started researching the chemicals and all of, like, the store processed baby foods.
Stuff in it.
Yeah, I was like, they're poisoning babies now. This fucking earth is awesome. This place is great.
Yeah.
So she's really held me accountable to continue on the journey, even, mm-hmm, when I'm like, oh God, it's just so much easier to,
yeah,
you know.
We do a lot of vegetables, mainly chicken and salmon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we don't really do a lot of... I try to stay away from fast foods, but, you know, anytime she sees a McDonald's, she just thinks it's, like, the coolest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's not even healthy. Like, anytime I eat McDonald's now, I feel sick. I don't know what it is.
My mind is like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't. Like, I don't even think. And I think I watched a video of like how they make it, and like the burger meat was like sealed in containers, and people were wearing hazmat suits, and like the meat had to sit in a container for
That's
you
a lot.
Just look it up yourself. Can't because it. It disgusted me. But the thing was, is I was like that's one of like my little vice things. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna just go run through and grab like a McDouble and some fries, right? Mm-hmm. So I had to train myself away from like that pathway in my brain, because it's kind of like a reward chemical that would release. So I went and I bought McDonald's, and then I watched videos while eating McDonald's of how McDonald's was big to get myself away from it. So every time I craved it, like not only would like, it's not like the commercial of the golden fries is gonna pop up in my mind, that video of how it's actually made, the chemicals that are in there, then I'll go research like carcinogens and how it gets stuck in your body and where it gets stuck in your body. And then I'll realize like, oh, I'm having issues in my gut health this week. That's funny because I just had a McDouble and fries, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's for me, personally, I was like, I have to break this habit where having McDonald's is not a reward. Yeah. It goes against all
everything,
all of my goals in life. But like, still, like I call it my human side. I'm like, I want to be human. One day I'll be dead, and they don't have McDonald's where we all came from.
You never know.
There's no way. There's absolutely no way. So okay, getting back on track, because we could shit talk corporate companies all day long. But holistic has definitely helped you having, that upbringing, whether you're really like paying attention to it at the time, which again, I can totally attest to that as well. You're just like, get me out of here. I want to go eat some McDonald's. Right. But coming back to it, I mean, you started doing the research, and, you were your own guinea pig.
Yeah. I started researching, mixing different things together. I was even really trying to like mix like castor oil in at one point, but castor oil was just blocking more than anything, so it didn't help my case. But I, you know, once I finally found something that kind of like did what I needed to do, I just kept on making the same thing over and over again. And after a while, you know, I just finally came up with everything I needed, you know, and after you see your hair growing in, you don't think anything of it. You know, you're just happy to have hair back, in which my hair grew back faster when I was using my own products at the time, you know, than when going to the dermatologist.
So you're just like, bye-bye dermatology,
yeah,
I got
no,
this.
I was like, as soon as they gave me my paperwork, I was like, that's the last time I'm ever coming back. Like, that's it. And there's been many times I want to go back in there and be like, y'all told me my hair would never grow back. But like, I just...
Hair flip.
Right. Like, it's just ridiculous. But no, I was just so happy my hair, you know, was growing back. But I also, you know, after it grew back, I was going through like some of the most stressful times, you know, so some hair started falling out again. And, you know, alopecia can happen due to stress induced problems. Like if you're super stressed out, like, you know, your body will attack your hair follicles, unfortunately, and that can happen, or who knows. But I was getting super stressed out. My hair was telling me like, yo, you need to calm down, pretty much.
And you're obviously going to listen.
Right. And you got to listen. And I had to start putting stuff on my head again, you know. And at that point, you know, you didn't think it would happen again. Because at this point, I'm like, my hair is like a Tinkerbell haircut, kind of. You know, it's very short, but I was happy. And then I see like a patch come back, and I'm like, this is embarrassing. Like, I'm trying to work in a corporate job. And, you know, these women, if they see something different about you, they're going to, like, start looking at you differently, you know, and which was happening. Like, so it was not a fun time.
That negative feminine attribute. They're like, let's find something that I know you're insecure about and then exploit you for it.
Right. Like, let's make you feel even more uncomfortable than you already do. Mm-hmm. And mind you, you know, I was already having to leave and take my grandma to her appointments because her health was just declining. So it was not like a happy place to even really just go and be at. So I ended up actually leaving there, and because, you know, she wasn't doing the best. So I wanted to be with her more in full time. And, you know, she's not saying anything, but I know she knew that I was wearing a wig. She'd just be like, oh, your hair looks long today, you know, like, or whatever. Just trying not to say anything. But I loved her to death, and wasn't going to let me going bald stop anything. You know, like, I'm still going to take care of her. But pretty much I ended up making a promise to her, you know, like, if my hair continues to grow, like, I'm going to help people out. Like, you know, I'm going to do this, like, because there should be no reason why you get told your hair's not going to grow back when mm-hmm. there can possibly be a natural way.
Well, also, I mean, like I was telling you earlier, like, I grew up to believe, like, what the doctor said was, like, the law. The right like, thing. They know everything. Yeah, like, right. There's no reason to question a doctor, right?
Because, like, they're like, authority
or something. Yeah, like, they're the ultimate authority, exactly. So, when a doctor tells you something, it's, like, the wrong way to use the placebo effect on yourself. You're like, oh, well, my doctor told me that my hair will never grow back again.
Right.
And then me understanding, like, your brain's a receiver. It's going to receive information, and then it's going to act out that information for you through all the other systems in your body. Yeah. So if you sit here and you're telling yourself, oh, well, I'll never be able to grow my hair back, you're playing a part in that actually acting out in reality.
Yeah.
So I love that you were able to have that intuition, I guess is the best way I could say it, and just be like, no, fuck that. Like, right. I'm taking my
That's
power back.
Felt.
I'm going to figure this out. Like, there's no way I'm going to live the rest of my life, one in wigs and two bald. Like, couldn't it's just it. Not my thing, right?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have so much respect for anybody that does that on a daily because, like, it's a lot to do. Mm-hmm. And especially being as young as I was, like, it was very much so much to do. And
yeah, like, I was just thinking, like, how early I'd wake up before school to actually get there. And, like, I've always, for the most part, had really long hair. So, like, even just brushing my hair out would be was awful for me. I'm like, oh, God, whatever. Just, like, throw it back. But then I'm like, how early do you have to get up to, like, do wig stuff?
Yeah, and then, like, it was a lot. And that's probably, like, you know, that was also the reason why I stopped going to school as much, just because I didn't want to have to worry about girls looking at me. Like, I had a kid look at me and was like, you're wearing a wig right now. Why? And I'm just like, wow. Like, I know you guys had seen me probably with, like, a bald spot on one side. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, and nobody said anything. That was the thing also. Nobody really checked in to, like, ask, are you okay? Like, what's going on? Nothing. Like,
they just went straight for bullying.
Straight for bullying or just being very distant. And, like, you know, I've always just kind of been one to, like, it's not necessarily to be, like, a loner, but, like, you know, I did my own thing, you know. I said a few jokes here and there, you know, and they knew I was funny, but, like, I wasn't really, you know, trying to, like, be in groups of crowds hanging out like mm-hmm. that, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I had people looking at me different, so I was like, I can't even go to school.
It's obvious, like, I mean, again, speaking from an empathetic perspective, I would feel so insecure just based on how everybody was treating me.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that high school is always rough anyways. Like, even if you're the popular girl, right? Like, you're still standing in front of the mirror picking yourself apart. And if you're,
if you're losing your hair and people are looking at you when you had super thick hair and, like, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
Like, it was definitely a roller coaster for sure. And, like, I stopped going. I ended up going to, like, an online school. And pretty much, you know, after I finally graduated, I continued using the product, you know, pretty much just continued using it. You know, and after my grandmother passed, you know, I was like, yo, I just got to buckle down and really do this because mm-hmm. I know if it helps me grow my hair back, I'm going to help somebody else. So from there on out, you know, I tried to, like, brainstorm ideas and put things together. But, like, when 2020 came around, I finally sat down and really told myself, like, you got to put this together. Like, you just had a life-changing experience. You just had, like, the road trip of your life. You just traveled across the country. Like, what do you want to do with yourself? Like, I felt so inspired from seeing people from not just the East Coast, but the West Coast as well. And, like, seeing how much they'll sell anything. Like, they'll sell you water bottles on the side of the road, you know what I mean? Like, just to try to make their money. Like, mm-hmm. and I have that same passion. Like, if you, like, I used to work at a crystal store, and, like, I used to make so good of sales just because, you know, like, I know what I'm selling, I know what I'm doing, and, like, I just, like, here you go, you know?
I've always believed it's more, like, at the end of the day, yeah, you're trying to sell a product, but I will buy more from somebody that I actually, like,
mm-hmm.
right? So I think that, like, okay, from my perspective, mm-hmm. when I met you and we were tent buddies at Abundance Crystals, like, immediately I was like, she's so fucking rad. Like, I mean, I'm just, like, reading the aura, basically. And I'm like, okay, like, tell me your story. What's going on here? And then I was just I was dumbfounded because I had always known from an outside perspective that if you had alopecia, like, yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Right. That's
and
what
they
said.
You're probably going to be bald. So either, yeah, wear wigs or be bald, but like there's no cure and like we can't do anything. And then I was just like, can I touch your hair? And you're like, yeah, you can touch it.
I was
it.
Like,
and
you touched like, the end.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. That's insane. Like, you Definitely. Have to tell me more about this.
Yeah. And I just kept on doing it. And it's crazy now that I look back at when I first started my business. Like, it's just those proud moments to see the progress that, because I used to sell hair food out of little containers you could buy at Dollar Tree and just write hair food on the top and then call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, I have legit jars and, like, labels. And
you're, like, an
website.
Established.
Like, I'm really, like, you know.
Pay your taxes business.
Got myself tax form.
Yeah, we all right. have to go through that evolution where right. we're like, oh, my God, am I going to legitimize this to the point where, like,
I want
to
really do this? Yeah. Or is it just something I thought about maybe mm-hmm. doing for a little bit?
Yeah.
And I had, like, a lot of people try to be, like, discouraging, like, oh, well, a lot of people don't make it past, like, 2 years for their small business or this
Especially
or that.
Brick and mortars, though. Like, if you're going to do a brick and mortar business, yeah, you're investing a lot. And you have to be there.
Right. Every
all
day.
The time.
Every
and,
day.
Like, getting that traffic in. And I think that's probably, I mean, I've never been a brick and mortar person, in my opinion, for my business. But I love the demographic of pop-up markets.
Yeah.
I love going to different markets and meeting different people. Mm-hmm. And, like, meeting the people is what inspires me to go out and sell my stuff. I could sell it online if I wanted to, but that's yeah. not fun.
It's not. It's talking to people and getting to know
yes.
them. It's the communication, the networking, and doing all of that. And mm-hmm. being actually able to, like, really talk to people and telling them, like, you know, like, hey, like, this is my story. Like, I have pictures of, like, my whole hair growth journey that I can show them, you know, at shows. Like, mm-hmm. you can see from when I had no hair, from when it was coming in, from when I lost it again, from when I grew it back. You know, you can see it all there.
But I think it's great because you've obviously acquired a ton of information about not only herbs, but mm-hmm. nutrition, everything like that. And I get inspired by people that have done that depth of work.
Yeah.
I know that I would love to, you know, put it on the list of things that I want to inquire down the road where I take a class and I really dive in for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so much value just walking up to somebody's booth, having no idea what you're actually going to talk about, learn from them, or even what they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, like, I'm a big believer your energy introduces you before you do.
Definitely.
So, like, you definitely have a good vibe. You knew how to, like, welcome people in, and then they would be like, so what's going on?
Right.
Over here, and they're just kind of like looking at it, and you're like, okay, so here's my story. And then eventually they're like,
wow.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
you know,
like, I need
I'm
some.
Not yeah, I'm not holding a product in my hand that's like manufactured somewhere, mm-hmm. someplace, and I don't know what's in it.
Right.
Like, you know what's in this. You see that the product actually
you see it
works.
Right here, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just it how am I trying to say? I really think it would give people cognitive dissonance because they are so programmed mm-hmm. to buy a certain way and to believe a certain propaganda and marketing.
Yeah, it has to be by big companies in order yeah. for it to work.
This
yeah.
is dermatologist approved. This
Ridiculous.
Is 4 out of 5. Da, 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 da. And it's just like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's go back before all these companies never existed.
Right. Let's go back to the natural ways.
Let's go to hunter gatherers. Like, what do you think they, I mean, I don't think we were talking about alopecia back then, but mm-hmm. they had a remedy for everything.
Everything.
And I honestly think it does get harder in our society because we've been introduced to so many new diseases and new synthetic chemicals that mm-hmm. our body can't break down.
Definitely.
So I am 100% believer that, yeah, there are some things that you're going to have to try a little harder just in taking care of yourself and pushing all of that shit out
and
of your body.
And everyone's different too.
And then starting it. Yeah. And I've realized, like, I had a short stint with antidepressants when I was younger, and I really got treated as like a one size fits all, mm-hmm. even though we started on like smaller milligrams. But I was like, I would just come in and I would be like, do I have this? Do I have that? Like, can you just check to see if I like have any of this? And he's like, no, you don't have any of that. And I was like, okay. Cause like, again, when you're younger, you're like trained that you if I just, if I just get a diagnosis, then everything will be fine. And like, then I can go out into the world and be like, oh, I act this way because I got diagnosed with this. And even like, I never really got diagnosed with anything. Mm-hmm. He gave me temporary antidepressants to help with the transitional period in my life.
Did he think you were going through PMS or something?
No, because the one of the first questions he asked, he's like, well, can you tell me when, like, you think the depression started? And I was like, oh. And, like, you know, like, a whole timeline unfolds. And I was like, was it when I had to move out of my house when I was a kid? Was it when my first boyfriend broke my heart? Was it when I graduated high school and my program ran out and I didn't know what to do? Was it when I found out I wasn't going to go to the college or go through the program that I wanted to do to actually continue my life? I'm like, how am I supposed to tell you when my depressive episodes start?
Yeah.
You know, and like even in my healing journey, I go back and I'm like, who was I before the world got to me? You know, and I was like, I remember like 8 years old, something happened and changed me at like 8 and 10 and 12, like a lot of like weird school stuff and some stuff outside of school. But I was like, well, I remember who I was before that. Mm-hmm. And I acted actually a lot like my daughter does. Like didn't know a stranger, super big social butterfly, wanted to go out of my way and help everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely like reverting back to that childlike character as much as I possibly can with her influence and just me facing my own shit. But I still remember my short stint with them and I'm like, the voice in your head is like, this isn't the right way.
Right.
Like, this isn't for you, at least. I don't want to be like, if anybody else is going that route, that it's wrong. But for me specifically, if you hand me a medication because I think I might kill myself and the side effect is you might kill yourself, yeah. I don't really get that.
Right. It may cause severe depression or suicidal thoughts. Like.
So I was like, oh, okay, that's weird. And eventually it just made me like super numb to the point where I remember telling somebody, I said, yeah, they just gave me medication. They said it'd take a couple weeks to, like, level me out. I said, but, like, dude, you could shoot me right now. And I would just be like, it's okay.
It's okay. I don't feel
fine. I can't feel it. I can't register it in my brain. And
it's like, what are they putting in here to make you feel like that?
Yeah. Well, I did a demonstration with my friend one time with, you know, like, the neurons of your brain, right, and how they change them. So I was like, okay. So I laid down, like, pink, blue, and yellow. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is a neurological path that you've developed. This is the medicine that's gonna come in. Mm-hmm. And when I started messing with them all over the table, and I said, this is the 3-week integration period of all the medicine. And then I labeled like the blue, yellow, pink, blue, yellow, pink, blue, yellow, pink. Mm-hmm. And at the time I knew the terminology better for it, right? Because I had just came fresh off the research train. Because he was deciding if he wanted to slowly take himself off the medication because he also didn't want to be dependent on it as well. Mm-hmm. He remembered a time when he didn't need it. He understood the traumatic event or the traumatic events of time of suppression that made him feel like, I'm just going to go get another suppressant to help do this. So when I was like, I think we should... Sounds crazy, right? But I think we should study our brain and like what our brain actually does. Because if you go back to school, like we didn't really take a lot of time on explaining chemicals, nothing. Frequencies. We didn't do any of that. Mm-mm. Theta brainwave state, gamma brainwave state, delta brainwave state, serotonin, cortisol, like all of these things, like never remember that being on a test. Never,
none of it.
Never remember being so educated about my body that I could actually take my power back like that. Mm-hmm. So when you study that and then these products come up to you, you're like, okay, but what's in that product and what does it actually block in my body? Right. So I love that you even said that about like the castor oil for you specifically, because everybody's different. You're like, well, for me, it was blocking it. I'm like, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah.
I know that your products are like coconut oil based and I am a huge coconut oil lover and user. Definitely. And mixologist in it. Turmeric and coconut oil, I told you before, I rub that on my body for some time. I always rotate too. I never want to like get my body used
be
to
extra
stuff.
Yellow.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too. Well, so one time I was just like lathering my body up in it, soaking in it, and then I would shower it off. Mm. So you'd still just have like that a nice gloss, but obviously you didn't look like you did the worst spray tan of your life. And then I've done like lavender mixes. I've had a lot of fun just going through it, and I still want to get back more into it. Mm-hmm. But you inspire me more to do it because, again, like
It's
you
long.
See this hair? Yeah. Look at it. It's so beautiful and long.
Like, I have hair on my face, and like I was like, I need to get this figured out because I don't want to be like a wolf man or anything.
Yeah.
Like, so I was like, I got to figure that out. But
definitely like put a headband back or something.
I'm telling
you. Which, I mean, that's nice to say too, but it's also like hair doesn't grow here, and you've literally created a product where it can
grow on your face.
Frankenstein it right there.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, especially like right there at the acne area. Sorry. I'm over here getting excited about showing you my hairline. But yeah, no, I just kept on researching and trying, and like you said, being my own little what's the word?
Guinea pig. That's the best part of it for me.
I just had to continue doing that and taking my own pictures. And that's what I tell anybody who uses the product. Like, you know, make sure you take your own pictures so that way you can see your own growth. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, you know, what phase of shedding or what phase of hair loss you're in. You know, only you know that. But, like, you know, you need to see for yourself that the products can work. So, like, you know, make sure you just stick with it.
Well, it's also such a nice shine on your hair, too.
It does, and it cleans it all the way. I actually have not used any this week just because I'm trying to, like, not have it as greasy right now because I'm waiting to wash my hair, so pretty much I'm just not washing it yet.
Yeah.
But when you put it in, like, you know, it cleans your hair follicles. It sends the blood back up to the scalp. You know, and part of the reason your hair falls out is just due to no circulation, no blood going up there, or if you use a lot of hairspray or products, you know, products can get stuck in there too.
Oh, just clog your pores like crazy. Just clog them. Is why a lot of people just have, it's not like acne. I do call it like acne of the head, but I remember we used to use, I think it was Aussie hairspray when I was a kid. And then I started trying to use it again in my early 20s. And my head was like, you're not allowed to use this. Mm. And I actually just got like, I can't say an allergic reaction, but I could tell my hair follicles were just not
clogged.
I've
gotten like actual pimples before on my head, and I'm like, yo, this is not normal. Like, this is
what's
weird.
Going on? Yeah, my body's talking to me. What's it saying?
Yeah.
But I will say, so like for me, like I grabbed some from you today because I've been wanting to do it for a while. So I figured, why wouldn't I grab product from you like when you come over to record? But like I have the dreads in my hair. I have synthetic wool. And then, like, I'm about to about 6-7 inches grow out of my own hair now.
Yeah.
But they're obviously, like, they weigh my hair down. And I am getting older, even though I'm getting more vital as I get older. But I was actually looking at the fact that, like, this part of your head, like, the main meridian line on your head, all of your hair gets pulled down. So those cells actually don't get stimulated a lot. Mm-hmm. So when I'm, like, sitting watching TV or doing something, like, I have head exercises. Yeah. Or I'll massage and stimulate like all the parts of my head that I feel like don't get enough blood circulation to it. And
so like with your locks in, how often are you able to wash your hair?
Oh, you can wash it every day.
Every day? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to.
There was like a certain rule.
I mean, I think it's based on like individual for me. I can wash them every day.
Okay.
Like I washed them this morning and I can blow dry them if I want. And these have been in for probably over a year now. So they used to be a lot more green, but I can color over these. Mm-hmm. I can shampoo them. I can blow dry them.
That's good.
I can do all the fun stuff to them.
I would just say with the product just mainly goes in the roots, like say, like on
well, this
in
is,
your hair.
I will literally, I don't put any products on the locks. Like, I shampoo and condition, but nothing else goes on it. So even when I use that or even, like, hair color, like, it's only, like, all of this hair now. Which to me is great because I used to have, like, amazingly, like, crazy-ass, horse-thick-ass hair, right? Like a horse's tail.
Me too.
Like, I used to have to get it, like, thinned out in the salon. And my favorite part about getting all of the dreads, like, all the way back up my head is I was like, oh man, if I curl it, if I straighten it, if I don't do anything to it, if I brush it, if I color it, so much easier than the huge head of hair that I actually had, which has thinned out like excessively over the last however many years. Mm-hmm. But I had it all the way down to my back all through high school, super long, super thick, cut it off super short in my 20s, made my mom cry. Like came home, I was like, look, I cut all my hair off and dyed it blonde. And she was like, what did you do to my hair? Like she cried and then was like, get away from me. But apparently, like, her maintaining my hair meant that it was hers, and I didn't get that memo when I cut it off. So I had been trying to grow it out forever, 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 and I quit using hair color. I quit straightening it. I quit using a lot of the
heat and products.
Yeah, like, all the products that I knew were clogging the pores, and I went another natural remedy way, and that's the way that I grew my hair out, and my thickness was coming back. And I couldn't color my hair anymore, especially like all the fun colors that I wanted to. And I'd wanted dreads for so long, but I also wanted to make sure that it was going to match like my hair journey down the road.
Definitely.
So like now I've had them in, for probably a year, year and a half. and I absolutely love them, but now I plan on cutting them off at a ayahuasca retreat in Costa Rica for like some ceremonial symbolic thing. Yeah, because I mean, they really started a really cool time of like my journey, I guess I would say. And everywhere I go, I hope I don't knock my thing over, but everywhere I go, like people will tie stuff into my hair, or like I'll find little trinkets and I'll tie them into my hair. Aww. So like I have guitars in here. I have little emblems, that, like stuff that people send me. I had a Buddha statue. It fell out. Jade, flower of life.
Love it.
I have a pentagram in here to confuse anybody. Like, you know, like it's all about you and the elements. A moon, this little moon gets stuck. So like I love adding it to it. And I know it's a part of my story, but I also believe like your hair holds a lot of energy.
Definitely.
So like there's a lot of energy, but there's a lot of self-development that is going to have to be released in a very sacred environment for me to let it go.
You feel good too sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I do want to know like what it's like to just have that like light haircut again.
Wobble your head
freely. Yeah. Yeah. Like they're a little heavy right now again, just because like I still showered this morning, and the older they get, like the longer it takes them. See my little guitars?
Oh,
they're my little babies. So yeah, I mean, I know that like I have an end date for it, and then I'll eventually like start growing my hair out again, which is why I'm glad I found this, because like I just plan on adding this not only consistently to get me through like my dread stage, but also like I know I'm gonna need to do some maintenance on all of these. I hope I find someone patient enough to brush the dreads out, but we'll get there. You know, we'll get
there. One day at a time.
Yeah. So you have a 5-year-old daughter. Right?
She's five, yeah.
So she's been able to watch you really just blossom into this business owner, this mom taking charge.
I'd be feeling bad sometimes because, you know, you got to sit there and be your own everything, your own advertiser, your own...
Social media is a full-time job.
Everything. And I feel so bad because I'm just not trying to be on my phone so much. But, like, you know, when you have to do what you got to do real quick. Because otherwise, you know, she sees me sewing. She sees me making TikTok videos for my tea, which, you know, we're trying. We've just gotten, like, at 1,100 followers. So, you know, small steps.
Good for you.
Small steps.
Yeah,
we can do live.
I'm still doing the TikTok fun stuff. And I... it's fun, and then sometimes it's not fun. Right. So I usually try not to do it when it's not fun because it
is draining.
Well, it's not the energy that I want to put out there, right? Like this whole project is about putting out the proper energy, and it takes a lot of my own personal energy to do that. There's days where I'm like, yeah, I would love to get on and like read some excerpts from all of these books that are in here. Like I would love to sit here and do that, but. You know, maybe today I'll just read the book and I'm just going to stay offline because I can't convey the proper energy that I want to put out in the world.
Yeah.
And I have to give myself like a lot of grace on that because I always just want to like go, go, go. Like I didn't really have the drive that I saw everybody else have. Like I was like, nah, I'm good. I'll just stay right here. And then after Monroe, I was just like, you've done something to me that
I feel inspired.
I really appreciate it. And I think it's more about like I looked back on how hard my mom worked for us, and she could have taken a completely different route and not worked as hard as she did. Mm-hmm. And I would have learned from that example in a negative way versus like all my parents went out and did everything that they had to do for us no matter what. It was a very big, like they sacrificed a lot for us. Mm-hmm. And I say this all the time. I'm like, I love being your mom, but I actually have my own identity and I have more dreams than just being your mother.
Right.
And you should know that right up front. I know that there are women in the world that they're like, all I want to do is be a mom and be around my kids and all of that. Well, I think that's awesome. Like, I think the world needs people like that. Mm. But what I've found is when your kid leave and you start the empty nesting stage, that's when you start calling me for energy work. And all of that shit, because you're like, I have no idea who I am. I've invested everything into my kids, and I actually don't have an identity. My identity's been mom for all of these years. Yeah. And I, again, I've watched that before I was ever a mom. And then having a baby during COVID definitely makes you think that, like, that's how your life's going to be. I'm going to live in this bedroom and breastfeed, and then I'm going to come out here. And then the baby's still here, and I'm still in charge of her. That's awesome. You know, and I, again, like, I'm so glad that I had her. I had no idea I would be able to have her, which is even a bigger miracle for me.
Yeah.
But I understand the balance that you still try to attain, with being a business owner, obviously like a travel vendor too.
Yeah, and doing pop-ups. And I've had her come with me to a few, but she loves to shop more than sell.
Yeah.
Or, you know, talk to people.
Who wouldn't? Right. I still have the problem when I go too. Thank God for trades.
When you came in to mine, you know, your daughter was getting so much free stuff that time. So you get some free things on the way, you know. So
I mean, how could you not? So my daughter actually showed up to the crystal show I was at a couple months ago, and she stood in front of this table and just started crying, and this lady goes, "Oh no," and gave her black tourmaline, and she's like, "Everything's gonna be okay." So she comes back up to me and she's like, mama, and she handed me, and I go, "Oh my God, where'd you get this?" She's like her grandparents were with her. She's only three, so she's not that verbal.
Yeah.
And they go, "That lady gave it to her because she was crying." And I go, "Baby, go cry by that table and see what they give you, just as a joke." And I went back over and I handed her the rock back. I was like, "You don't have to do that." And she's like, "No, I want to." She's like, "I just want to give your kid everything on the table."
Aww.
And I said, "Dude, that used to happen to me when I was a kid. I'd go places and people would give me free stuff. Because one, they like giving free stuff to kids, but like really happy, just joyful. Like it almost like inspires them to be joyful again, kids."
Yeah.
I used to get that. And then, you know, people would be like, "You know, people aren't always going to give you free stuff your whole life."
Right.
And, well, that's a lie. I mean, I am a testament of that. Well, and I'm talking about like the smaller business, the festival life, like all of that. No, I don't want to go into Walmart and trying to figure out how to get free food out the, out that. I mean, I'm not there, but there is definitely like a kindness and an understanding to like a barter and trade type feel.
Mm-hmm.
Our family comes from, well, my mother's family comes from a line of fur traders way back in the day. So it's just like in our DNA to
do some bartering or something.
Yeah. Or even just like be a part of like that whole festival feel, you know?
I love it. I mean, that's how I meet a lot of my customers, you know, like, and that's why I love doing shows. But when it's a little nicer out, again, I don't do the cold.
Yeah, you and I just said we do not do winter shows.
No winter.
And you do online sales on your website in the United States.
In the United States only. I love the other countries, but I just have not been able to set that up just yet.
Sorry.
I know. I'm like, I'm sorry.
To be continued.
But like, you can follow me on social media. You can stay up to date. But other than that, it's just in the United States. I have an online shop. You know, you can follow me on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. I try to stay social.
So do you just do like local Wichita shows? Like what is your radius as far as like what you're willing to go travel and do pop-up markets for?
Right now.
Right now and then in the future. What's your goal?
So for this next upcoming year, like I want to start traveling more to the outside cities. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I want to start traveling more to like Kansas City or like to Texas area or my sister-in-law, she's in Colorado right now. So like I want to go into the mountains and do some shows too.
So if there's mountains, you'll do the cold.
If it's during the summertime,
okay,
or the springtime even, it'll be bearable. Yeah. I cannot. Don't ask me to go up there right now and expect me not to be saying something about the cold, because I can't. Today it was terrible coming outside.
I really appreciate you coming over, because when I opened the door, I was like, "Oh, it was ugly out here. I might start a fire after you leave."
No, like I'm telling you, I ran to my car and was rushing inside because I told you I'm a chihuahua out. It's not good. It's not for me.
You're hilarious. Okay, so I have some of your products here, so I figured why we have the camera up, why don't we just show you off what we're talking about? So we're going to start off with your tea.
Exciting. It's the Unwind Blend.
Mm-hmm.
It has blue lotus, butterfly pea, jasmine, lavender, and rose. And I think nettle. Did I miss nettle?
Yes, it has nettle. I was watching, and I was just going to pipe it in case you missed it. I am about to try this, but I noticed that since it has the butterfly pea in it, that if you mix it with lemon, it then turns blue.
Well, it'll turn like
and
a pinkish purple.
Yeah, like it.
Yeah, because it's blue.
It goes through it. And then, Let me see if I can do this. Yay, sorry it's not mirrored. Oh, shit, it doesn't have to be. Cool.
Oh.
So, yeah, here's this one. Look at her sweet little packaging. I love it so much. Yes. Okay. And then I'll start with this one. So it is a coconut oil base, you said. Mm-hmm. So on the website, it definitely looks like more of a mask.
It's a little bit of
thickener.
It's melted right now.
Yeah, but it's
when
melted.
When you put it in the fridge, it'll solidify back up.
Yeah. So
It still works, even if it's melted. But
so this is the hair food that I and my husband are actually going to try. So, Candid, sorry, Lane, if you want me to tell you, tell on you. But so my husband is 37 over the years. His hair's been thinning. It's starting from the back. He didn't notice it immediately. I didn't have the balls to tell him because I know how much he loved his hair. That's our wedding picture. Whoop, right there.
Amazing
he
kind of
looked like Jim Morrison and Jesus like that whole day. Thank you. I love him so much. But he's tried so many other products, right? And none of them have worked. We've worked on nutrition. We've worked on, you know, massage, stimulation, all that stuff. So when I met you, I was firstly like, oh, I'm totally getting this for my husband because how could it not work?
Right.
But then I finally brought that self-love back into me and I was like, oh, well,
why don't we try one for myself?
Actually, I need one too. So these are our, I don't like to say New Year's resolutions, but these are our New Year project that we're actually going to start together. And also so we can take our own, like, I don't have to take a picture of myself. Like, we're going to put our stuff on together, and then we're going to take process pictures the whole time because, again, look at your hair.
I'm telling you,
it's
amazing.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen overnight, so you have to be consistent.
Yeah.
And that's what I stress so much because, you know, as much as we want it to grow overnight, you have to be persistent, just like with your diet, with your exercise, you know, and so on, so on.
Absolutely. So then we have, okay, so then we have the, I call it like the pair to this, but that's just what it looked like to me. Because you can buy this, a shower cap, and the hair food, and like a little starter kit online.
A hair food package, hair food package. So you can try out both of them. And see which one you prefer. If not, you like both of them, that's even better. But I just like to try and give the customer, you know, some way to try both.
So then this one,
it's the hair growth oil. And it has instructions on it, too.
And a little tincture, yes. Which, okay, so if you bought it, you do put instructions. But if you're like me, who loses everything, you can just go to your website and it has all of the instructions on there
online
too.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
I like to send them out, which you do have one in your envelope, just so that way if you need to look at it while you're doing your hair mask, it's right on the top.
Here
Sorry,
we go.
Got some extra stuff.
No, you're fine. Yep, so it's going to come with this.
Instructions. And then with the hair food package, it comes with a shower cap as well.
I love it. I love your whole design. Oh, and then she has
stickers.
Yeah. And they have like little peppers with sunglasses. Freaking stop. Oh, I love it so much.
Make sure you put it on something good because they last forever. And then the all natural perfume that me and my daughter actually made together. It smells, I call it a walking bouquet, but it's floor number 9.
Yeah. I sprayed it on me right before. And like I said, I used to have active eczema, I guess you could say. And I wasn't, I mean, I was like, I lived off like Victoria's Secret perfumes and Bath and Body Works and all that shit. And I had no idea what's actually in
inside
the perfume or any of that. And the fact that, I don't know if you know this, but legally, I'm pretty sure they can hide like 5,000 or 15,000 unregistered chemicals in the word fragrance.
Really?
On, like, if you look at the back of like any bottle and you're like, oh, it's all natural, and then it just says fragrance at the bottom. There's like, there could be 15,000 chemicals that they don't have to tell you about because it can literally be shoved under fragrance. So if you have products in your house that you use, whether they're labeled natural this, natural that, if it says fragrance,
it's something bad.
Well, it's probably a reason why your skin's still reacting.
Yeah.
Because I had eczema, I was forced to go down that path, right? So since I did that, I did a lot of research, and I'm a label reader about everything. So immediately when you handed me this bottle, I was like,
what's in here?
What's in here really quick? Like, let me make sure. And I read through it, and yeah, it's infused with pure essential oils and Florida water, which basically this is like,
spray some,
give me this
the
shit
vibes
all the time. I'm going to spray this on my tarot cards for my readings.
No,
my
for
goodness.
Real. It's going to cleanse you, cleanse the vibes. It's good for your car, on the go. You know, I love it. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm really glad we have the video up so we could show that. Even though people listening on Spotify or anywhere else are like, what are you talking about? Go to the YouTube video and check out the products. I'll have
it's
everything linked
stuff
on the social media.
And again, just make sure you put it in the refrigerator, the hair food at least, so that way it really
solidifies. So yeah, again, coconut
up
oil. We all know what coconut oil looks like when it melts, but you put it back in the fridge and
it's
back
brand
to
new,
it.
Brand new. And back it has honey it in there, just a tad bit, so that way you're not going to be, you know, having your head on fire or anything. The honey will mask the pain And, you know, the capsaicin, of course, is what's the main the thing that clicks.
So do you definitely recommend to do, like, patch testing, like all the other products say to do before? Like, try it on a small part just to see
how you feel?
You
could even do it on your hand to know kind of the consistency and how long it's going to take to, like, brush, or not brush, but, like, to wash off, you know? I'd say, you know, yeah, do a patch test for sure. Do it, like, on a thin area where you can see if there's going to be any type of, what's the word?
You got alfalfa.
I was like, what's the word? Any
irritation?
Any irritation, yeah. So, you know, you can do a little patch test for 5 minutes just to see if there's going to be any irritations. I've never had any problems. I mean, beauty's pain, pain's beauty.
So. Dude, but seriously, just looking at your hair, it's just so inspiring, especially from all the things that you've come, which all load your hair growth
thing.
I mean, you can find it all on your website, right? But I know that you sent me a picture of, like, you going bald, growing it out, like the short haircut, and then all of that all the way down. It's truly unheard of to me. So when I met you, it was a jaw-dropping experience for me. And anything holistic I want to talk about and promote and really break those barriers for people that are like, no, my doctor said. And it's just like, dude, seriously, take your fucking power back. Do your own research.
Do your research and see what works for you, because, you know, not everybody has the same problems. And, like, and for my instance, you know, I had alopecia and I had hair shedding. And I want to make sure that anybody else that has hair problems, you know, like, at least give this a try and see if you see your own
growth, there's another way.
Right.
That's my favorite part. So I actually had a friend come on the show and he was telling the story about his MS journey. And doctors were the same way. They were just like, oh, we can do these medicines. There is no cure. This is what usually happens to people, yada, yada, down the road. And he just, like, refused to believe it, even though he was in the worst of situations. He was just like, I have to take my power back. I have to believe, like, I'm not living in a wheelchair the rest of my life. That's not the way it's going for me. So he obviously went through, like, the trials and tribulations of it, not to give the whole story away, but his, he had an incident where, like, everything gave out and he, like, passed out, right? And he just down. They went to the doctor to, like, go do some stuff. And he's like, okay, like, you ready to get yourself fitted for your wheelchair? And he was like, absolutely not. And he's like, I knew if I fitted myself for that wheelchair, he's like, mentally, he's like, I would have believed that I was never going to walk again, that I was never going to be a functioning human being. He's like, so I don't care if I was going to, like, have to army crawl to work if my legs went out from under me. He's like, but I was not going to be able to do that. He's like, I always knew that there was another way. And even if it's harder, and even if I have to try this, this isn't the way for me. If it's, if that's the way for you, he's like, more power to you. He goes, but for me specifically, I wasn't going to be in a wheelchair and I wasn't going to give into this disease the way that Western medicine was telling me, this is the only thing that we can do for you. Bye-bye. Which, I mean, there's so many stories out there like that. I don't mean to, like, pick on them so much, because I really do think that it is a valid, there's a valid part of it, but I just think there's so much misinformation that people just feel powerless when they leave the doctor's office. And you're supposed to go there, and one, like, you're in a very vulnerable state. You know, you don't feel your best. You you really are looking for compassion and help and care and understanding.
Right.
And I've noticed, like, obviously, especially with the internet age, doctors and nurses and whoever else, they obviously are just like, okay, so you Googled stuff, so now you know more than the doctor. Right. And it's just like, there could be a balance in that, I'm sure. But the fact that the institution is mad for people doing their own research is something that perturbs me supremely.
It's like, if you did your research too, you'd probably know a little bit more.
Well, if you were able to work outside of the guidelines that you're also kind of like restrained to as well, because there's a lot of the reasons that they can't recommend certain things. Like, it's not in their handbook. They can only go this far.
They can only look at a certain level.
And I mean, don't even get me started on, like, pharmaceutical companies and all of that stuff, and pharmaceutical reps and blah, 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 blah. Like, we could go down, like, a corruption rabbit hole all day long. I know that there's a lot of industries in the backdoor office that really work together to push these products forward to make you think, hey, these are all the products that you can do and all the things you can do. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of, like, marketing and propaganda, which, more power to you, capitalistic society, good for you. But I'm a huge believer in the holistic market. I'm a huge believer in your story. And before I wrap things up, with your success story, with your trials and tribulations and everything that you went through, if somebody's mm-hmm. listening that, you know, is going through the same thing as you or even thinking about, hey, maybe I should check my hair growth and my scalp and all of that. Right. Like, what would you say to them, just like beginner advice-wise, like where to start on your research?
You know, definitely figure out if you have any type of allergies of anything first, because you don't want to be applying things that, you know, might not be, like, you know, people are allergic to rosemary mm-hmm. and coconut.
Yep.
So make sure that you're not allergic to either of those things before trying something that you see works for other people. Mm-hmm. Again, with the patch test, I do recommend doing that with any type of product first. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it just depends on which natural route you want to go. I mean, I feel like mine is as natural as you can honestly get. You could taste it. You could try it. It's a little spicy, but I'm not sure. I just try and say stay positive. Keep a journal. Keep a log so that way, you know, and if your hair doesn't grow back today or tomorrow in about 6 months, you can look back and see, well, was there any progress for using this, you know, and if there wasn't, then just try and use something else. But if all doesn't work, just know that my products are available and I'm open to questions and, you know, I have my email listed. So if you can't reach me through my social media, my phone's a email away. So.
Mm-hmm. And again, look at this hair, YouTube. Look at this.
Appreciate you
she
so
was
much.
Bald.
I had no hair, yeah. And, like, people still ask me, like, are you wearing a wig right now? And I'm like, honestly, like.
I just want to be like.
Yeah, as much as I want to take it off sometimes, I'm like, no.
No.
So.
No, it's amazing. Yeah. I absolutely love your story. I cannot wait to start using your products and seeing how it works for me and my sweet, sweet husband.
I'm excited because my stepdad, actually, he was going bald for a little bit, and mm-hmm. he blamed the hairdresser.
And, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and I mean, and I think it was probably just already there, you know?
Yeah.
And anyways, yeah, I had him using it, and his hair started growing back, and he's doing better, and I'm like, how do I make this into a beard oil now? Or like a beard
oh,
palm.
That's interesting, yeah, because he's got a crazy, like, mustache right now that he really loves.
So.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad. I can't believe it's already over, but I love your story. I love yes. your products. And I really appreciate you coming.
I appreciate you for having me
to
on.
My home studio.
Yes,
this is my literal safe space. So I'm glad that you're able to be here. And please check out her products. I will list everything below for you. Vitality Exposed is bringing us a song from Neovide today off of his album In Time. We're going to listen to a little clip from Silent. So if you like this, you can also download this below. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
This is the Hoosier Media Network, your home for podcasting.